Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We're very honored to have with us today the chairman of the board and chief executive officer of Barrett Jackson. And I have gone to many of their shows in southern Florida and the Palm Beaches, and they attract thousands of people throughout the United States, even overseas, to these auctions. And this is the Palm Beach auction that we're talking about. And it's also on national television. I watched it on many occasions. So first I'll tell you a little bit about our guest today. Is chairman and CEO of the Barrett Jackson Auction Car and Restoration Company. Craig Jackson has earned a reputation as one of the world's most respected collector car and restoration experts. Growing up in a family business gave Craig the opportunity to develop the expertise that has helped propel Barrett Jackson's evolution into the world's leading collector car auction and automotive lifestyle event. During his tenure, Jackson has taken the original Barrett Jackson collector car auction in Scottsdale to other popular destinations across the U.S. He's responsible for managing all aspects of Barrett Jackson Auction Company's multimedia empire that serves the collector car industry. It's really amazing. I mean, some of the most beautiful cars I and my wife and family have ever seen. So let's talk about this Palm Beach event, the 17th annual from April 11th through 13th of 2019 at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. What is it all about, Chairman Craig Jackson?
Well, thank you for that introduction. It's about the cars and the lifestyle of enjoying them. We have over 600 cars on the docket. Almost all of them are at no reserve, including several collections. We have one collection, the World of Classic Car Collection, 30 cars. That is all 50s and 60s. Chip Watkins collections, another 16 cars, which is primarily all American muscle cars and some great resto mods. But the auction is more than an auction. We have hundreds of vendors and the automotive sponsors that are there and doing ride and drives. We kick it off with a big party for all of our customers, live entertainment, dancing. That's sort of our forte, is to get everybody together four times a year and just enjoy the camaraderie of cars. And it's quite a spectacle. We did almost 70,000 people last year through the gates of Palm Beach. And this year we think it'll be just as spectacular. Last year we had the John Stalupi collection. As I said earlier, we have several great collections this year, and we're looking forward to it.
Let's talk about the excitement, and it's not just having cars on display, it's the excitement of the auction, and then you have all these hundreds of other displays of everything having to do with cars, antique cars, and some of these are very priceless cars, I would say worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, such rare vintage automobiles. Let's talk about the excitement that you will have in Palm Beach, Florida for the Barrett Jackson auction, April 11th through 13th at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. The excitement, please.
Well, selling the cars at no reserve creates this energy in the room. And we sell a car about every two and a half minutes. So the momentum and being on live TV nationally and internationally. And, you know, we don't pay for the TV. This is covered because it pulls great ratings. It's very entertaining. And we put it out internationally also. So Barrett Jackson, we've been 23 years on live TV. It's a formula of just people coming together, buy the cars of their dreams, and it happens in this atmosphere where it's a very much a party atmosphere at Barrett Jackson. And people trust us. We've been in the business longer than anyone else. I think we vet the cars harder than anyone else. And we also pay attention to new trends and try to stay in front of it so that we're serving up the cars that collectors today want. And that is really something that's compelling. And on top of that, you throw in celebrities and charity cars, and it's just such a atmosphere. It's hard to explain. People that watch us on TV all the time come to the auction and they'll stop me and they'll go, I had no idea it was this much fun, because we watch it on TV, we enjoy it, but there's so much more to Barrett Jackson than what you see on TV.
Okay, let's talk about live TV. If somebody is listening in Northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, or Montreal, and they can't make it down for the event for the Palm Beach Auto Auction, again, it's April 11th through 13th of this year at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. How do they watch it on TV? What network is going to air this? How long will it be on? What days will it be on? Tell us about that.
So it's on all three auction days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday and Friday we're on Motor Trend TV, which you can also watch and stream through the app. You can also watch it on our website, All the Cars All the Time, on Barrett-Jackson.com. So there's multiple ways to watch. If you're in Canada, it's on Turbo. And then on Saturday morning at noon to 2, we go live on Discovery Channel. And at the same time, we're live in England on Turbo on all of these hours. So you can see it a multitude of ways or watch it on your computer.
Okay, and so basically you're talking about 70,000 people are going to come through the gates for the South Florida Fairgrounds from April 11th through 13th. Hopefully many of our listeners on the East Coast and half of Canada will come down by air or boat or car. How many millions do you reach through England and the United States and Canada? How big an audience do you have for that?
Well, it pulls phenomenal ratings. We are the number one rated show on Motor Trend, which used to primarily be Velocity television. It all varies time of day in that, but it reaches into the millions. It is one of their highest rated shows, and it's also very strong on replay. So the plus threes and the plus sevens are very strong. People just love to record it, or people that come to the auction will tell me they go home, they've already recorded it, and they'll watch it again. It's very addictive if you watch it, because it's true reality TV. We can't script and tell you what's going to happen every 2.5 minutes when we sell one of these cars. And it makes for great viewing.
Okay, let's talk about the pricing on these cars. If we see a 55 Lincoln or 1960 Cadillac convertible or an old pickup truck that's in perfect condition, what do you usually get on the pricing of these vintage vehicles auctioned in Palm Beach, Florida?
Well, it varies. And, you know, there's new phenomena in car collecting where it's got much more diverse, which really reared its head at our Scottsdale auction. And that is, you know, you're seeing cars that are modified bringing more money, the numbers matching cars. You're also seeing cars of the 80s, 90s coming on strong nowadays, because you're seeing the generational shift. We made the shift 25 years ago to really sell more muscle cars than pre-war classics. We're still selling great muscle cars. You know, one of the cars in our auction, one of the stars of the cars, is a 67 Shelby GT500, a very early car with has the inboard headlights on it. You know, we have a 1970 Oldsmobile 442 W30 convertible, one of 168 automatics made. We sell a lot of those, but, you know, a car that I would think is going to, I think, make people stand up, take notice, we're selling a 93 Ford Mustang Cobra R with 589 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness.
One of 107 built.
Oh,
boy. It has never been dealer prepped. So for people that like, you know, that grew up in that era, these are their collector cars, and it keeps moving forward. You know, we're also one of our other feature cars in Restomods. We're selling a 47 Buick Super 8 custom convertible. Got a full Art Morrison chassis under it and an LS 6.2 GM crate engine producing 580 horsepower, a true Restomod. So we sell cars across the board, and in the contemporary supercars, which are super popular, we have a 2018 Porsche Turbo S exclusive series, one of 200 with 165 miles on it, a 2012 LFA. So it goes the gamut of cars, and then we're selling some great charity cars too.
It's wonderful. We encourage all our listeners on the East Coast of the United States and Southern Canada in Ontario to come to this. Again, it's in West Palm Beach, Florida. Not far from the West Palm Beach Airport, maybe 15 minutes away. It's the 17th annual Palm Beach Auction for Barrett Jackson, April 11th through 13th at the South Florida Fairgrounds. And it's really amazing. It's usually beautiful weather. You see hundreds of cars, and then you see the exciting bidding on these vintage cars, some of which Craig Jackson, the chairman of the board of Barrett Jackson, just told us about. If you're listening in Toronto, Buffalo, or Jacksonville, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. This station, ESPN, has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, as we're 50,000-watt clear channel. Please write to me, Brian Rusk, ESPN, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Always greeting cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. And again, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And with us is the chairman of the board and chief executive officer of Barrett Jackson, with the tremendous auto show in West Palm Beach, Florida, April 11th through 13th at the South Florida Fairgrounds, which is on international TV. And I was just about to ask Craig Jackson, what's the average price of these on the auctions? It's on international television. And the top price and the lowest price. Tell us about that, please.
Well, you can never predict the prices, but going from the past, probably in the $200,000-$300,000 will probably be the top price at this auction. We have sold in the past some collections where cars have brought in millions. Well, I take that back. The LFA will bring a lot more than that. So maybe $700,000-$800,000, and then in the average price. At our auctions, it's pretty typically right around $65,000 is about the average price of the cars. And then it can, you know, the first cars of the days can be, you know, $10,000 to $20,000. You start off with sort of entry-level cars, because car collecting, you got to start somewhere.
And how far away do people come in? Do you get people in from all the continents, from Europe, Africa, South America? Do you have people from all over the world coming in?
We do. Scottsdale, our biggest auction, and we had people from 18 different countries, all 50 states. Florida, we will get a lot of people from Canada come in. It all depends on the mix of cars as to how many Europeans and also the strength of the dollar. Although I will say, as strong as the dollar has been against the Canadian dollar, mm-hmm. we sold a lot of cars. They were 116 cars we sold to Canada in Scottsdale. Those are good number of cars. And, you know, for people coming down just as spectators, we have a lot of people come from Canada, all over the East Coast, you know, last chance to come and enjoy, you know, the weather of Florida. It all depends on the weather, too. If there's a snowstorm back east, they come in droves.
Okay, so, let's analyze that. Craig Jackson, chairman of the board of Barrett Jackson, and again, the auto auction is April 11th through 13th at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. How do you work it out if somebody comes in from Chile or from Johannesburg, South Africa, or Montreal, Canada, which we blanket Montreal and Toronto? How do you do the registration, the shipping, the financial transaction?
Well, we have people for the shipping. We have a company that just handles all the Canadian transport, mm-hmm. And then Reliable Carriers handles all the domestic. We deal with several companies that ship internationally, so everything can be handled in the office. When you register to bid, you set up how you want to pay, and we do that ahead of time. We also have finance companies on site. Woodside Credit is there. So we have multiple ways to facilitate doing this. We've been doing it longer than anybody else. And, you know, as international laws change and banking rules change, we've adapted, and we work with the best technology to make it happen quickly and painlessly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's talk about your goals. You mentioned you have 70,000 people come to the Palm Beach auction April 11th through 13th in the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida, and then millions see it on international television on a variety of networks in London, Canada, and the U.S. What are your goals for 2019 in Palm Beach for the auction? What goals do you have?
Well, as always, you know, our main goal is to make all of our customers happy, putting on a world-class event. You know, we have internal metrics, what we want to sell in cars. You know, we're looking at, you know, probably $26, $27 million worth of sales, somewhere in that neighborhood. A lot of automobile, but we're still taking in cars. So it's hard to say that ahead of time until we actually get to auction day. But we crossed over 602 cars yesterday, and we're going to press with the catalog. But you do get last-minute cars come in, and sometimes they're big cars. So it's really hard to say ahead of time. Bidders, we are well ahead of our track for bidders. Last year, we ended up it was like 1,800 registered bidders, which is a lot for a three-day auction. And about $300 million worth of line of credit. So if you're going to bid at Barrett Jackson, you have to give us a letter from your bank stating, you know, what your bid limit is good to. And that's about it. We make the rest of it just trying to have fun at the auction. And as usual, we're selling three charity cars, and our goal is to keep adding to the $115 million that we've raised so far for charity. Paul Walker, we're selling a car for him. Jeff Gordon will be there. Cody Walker will be there representing Paul Walker for their charity. And it's going to be a fun week. That's our goal when we go into these. How do we have fun, raise money for charity all at the same time, and bring new people into car collecting?
Well, it's a wonderful program. I've seen it a few times with my family. I found it very exciting. We've done a couple radio programs on this in the past, in the last 10 years. Our guest again is Craig Jackson, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer for Barrett Jackson Collector Car Auctions in Scottsdale and Palm Beach. Again, the big event is taking place shortly in Palm Beach, Florida, April 11th through 13th at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach, Florida. If you're listening in Northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, Montreal, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Craig Jackson with Barrett Jackson. He climbed the corporate ladder and assumed the leadership position in 95 after the untimely death of his brother, Brian. Since then, he has constantly worked to grow the company. Not only has he helped Barrett Jackson garner a reputation as being one of the best collector car auction events in the world, he has also molded the Barrett Jackson Auction Week into an automotive lifestyle, an event filled with hundreds of exotic and unique collectible vehicles from across the globe. Let's talk a little bit more of the other venues. Everybody sees on international television when they push the car in front of the auction stand, and they go up, as you say, up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. But let's talk about the other venues, if they come in person, or other things to see on international TV with this Palm Beach auction.
Well, after Palm Beach, we go to Mohegan Sun in June, and that is our far East Coast auction, although Florida's on the East Coast, but to take care of that Northeast sector. And people come from all over for that. In fact, the first year that we held that auction, we had to stop selling tickets the first day, which we've never done before. We filled their arena, which holds 16,000 people, to the rafters. And we had to stop selling tickets before we even started the auction. So sometimes it's be careful what you wish for.
Right.
And that was definitely one of those cases. Our Vegas auction, which is after that, is held the first week of October. And all these dates and how to buy tickets and all of that is on our website at Barrett-Jackson.com. And Vegas has been very successful for us, like $33 million in sales last year. And it's held at the Mandalay Bay Resort. We hold it in their convention facility, so it's all indoors. As always, all these auctions have ride and drives and all the other things that go with a Barrett Jackson auction. And, you know, we kicked off this year with our Big Scott, $132 million in sales, and almost 350,000 people through the gate. So
Wow. It
was quite a spectacular event, one of our best we've ever had, and Palm Beach is shaping up very nicely right now.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Barrett Jackson Collector Car Auctions. It's almost 50 years that your family and you have been doing this. Let's talk about how it started, where it is today, if there were rough and rocky roads in between. Tell us a little bit about the history of a few minutes left on the Rusk Report.
Sure. So we started actually over 50 years ago as a charity car show in 1967, and that evolved. And then in the early 70s, Tom Barrett wanted to sell off some of his cars. He had collected most of the world's greatest classics, and him and my father put together a nucleus of cars for the first auction, and took off. The first charity car show, that's first few years, was to raise money for the new Performing Arts Center in Scottsdale. We have kept that tradition of raising money, and once we really got to this point of selling these VIN number one cars for the auto manufacturers, it just really took off. And, you know, we had our highest in Scottsdale grossing charity event. We sold $9.4 million worth of cars for charity. We don't take commissions on that. 100% of the money goes to the charity. So when we say we've raised $115 million, that's net money that went to the charities. Our charities are our veterans and cancer and heart association, but our veterans are some of the ones we really try to raise a lot of money for. They're near and dear to our heart. So that's been part of our history. ups and downs. You know, we've ridden the economic roller coaster up and down. I mean, when we first started the auction, we were, boom, right into the oil embargo. I can remember going and standing in line with 5-gallon cans to get gas for cars because everybody shipped their car to the auction, took all the fuel out of it. Hmm. Well, how do you expect us to move them around the auction site and run them over the auction block? So that was quite different. You know, we've gone through 9/11 together and just the great economic downturn. And, you know, car collecting is a business, but it's a hobby, and it thrives, and it takes its blows because people have this passion for cars. On a personal level, as you talked about, you know, in a short period of time from my dad dying, a couple mm-hmm. years later, my brother dying, Tom Barrett retiring, and I ended up buying the family out in, I think it was 96, 97. And, you know, taking the reins at short notice. But I had a vision, and I think the good thing, which I didn't like at the time, but the good thing is my dad made me grow up from the ground floor up.
Well, we're sorry we have to cut this off, but it's a brilliant story. It's a brilliant event. We encourage all our listeners, April 11th through 13th, for the Barrett Jackson Collector Car Auction in West Palm Beach, Florida, the South Florida Fairgrounds. Special thanks to Matt Ferguson for helping arrange this and Kevin Carr, Director of Production. Thank you for enlightening us about the world-famous Barrett Jackson Collector Car Auction, Craig Jackson. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.